10 now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. It's my pleasure to host today's show along with Robert, who's here for the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. And our guests today are from Bloom Tree Realty, Tanya Jacobson, Prescott Farmers Market, Toastmasters International Club, and Party in the Pines. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Are you craving a lodgepole light cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Palpricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty manzanita red ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Someone asked me how people would know from our name that we sell a huge variety of food for pets and barnyard animals. I thought for a little bit and said, the food we sell is just part of what we do. And although we have an incredible amount of high-quality pet foods, feed for barnyard animals and the wild birds, the resulting health of your animals is our main reason for being, our mission. That's why we call ourselves Olson's for Healthy Animals. When you walk into Olson's, you should know that you're not just going to get food, but also the comfort that what you purchase will be healthy for your pet or barnyard buddy. We've been doing this for 38 years in North Central Arizona with our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. We'll also take your purchase out to your vehicle, and we welcome special orders. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals. The health of your animals is our mission. Go to olsonsfamily.com for the location of the Olson's store nearest you.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reaper Graphics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reaper Graphics is your one-stop print shop.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, you're here to help us introduce our first guest.
Thank you, Sherry. Is that why I'm here?
Yeah, that's why.
I'm glad to be here, everyone. Our first guest today on Talk of the Town is from Bloom Tree Realty. Tanya Jacobson. I'm one of our professional real estate persons in Prescott, Arizona. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's fun to be here.
Oh, we're happy to have you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've only been in the Prescott area for 3 years. I'm a Southwest Colorado native, and I used to rodeo here and brought my kids to rodeo here. So when I wanted to get out of the snow, I decided this was almost like home. Same downtown feel as Durango, Colorado.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Very similar.
I hear that all the time. So, well, that's pretty interesting. So you were coming here for the rodeo. And
yes.
Then you chose this to be your home.
Yes.
Wow,
yes.
That's a cool story.
So you're actually in the rodeo?
No, I was.
Neat.
So but I volunteer at the rodeo here.
Okay. But what did you do before there? I mean, that's just fun stuff.
When I barrel raced.
Did you really? Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Mm. Do you still have horses?
I don't.
Okay.
No, too expensive to feed.
Yeah, sure is. Well, that's a neat story. I love hearing it. It's exciting to me because, you know, the rodeo's coming up, and we've been interviewing and working with the, you know, the Frontier Days and with JC, and I was just out at the rodeo's groups earlier this week, so that's
nice.
Exciting news.
Yeah.
It's interesting to hear that that's what brought you here.
Yes.
That's a cool story.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
So what else can you tell us about yourself?
Well, I've only been a realtor for 3 years.
Yeah,
but I've worked in real estate for over 30 years. My sister's a broker in Pagosa Springs, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
So real estate is something I've always wanted to do myself.
Wonderful.
And it seems like that's the thing to do here.
Mm-hmm. Real estate on a horse. That's all good to be. This is Prescott, for goodness sakes.
Absolutely. Well, tell us a little bit about, you say only 3 years. That's quite a long time. You've got me beat here. I've been here for a year and a half.
Oh.
I moved here from Michigan. So welcome. This is a beautiful place. Don't you just love it?
I just love it. And I love how friendly all the people are.
Mm-hmm.
It truly is a hometown feel.
It is.
Everybody's hometown.
It is. And you mentioned that you volunteer at the rodeo. What else are you doing for community involvement?
Well, I just got accepted into the Prescott Area Leadership Program. I found that out yesterday. I'm super excited about that. I was asked to submit an application by a fellow co-worker, mm-hmm. agent, real estate agent at Bloomtree. And so I'm very excited to be part of that. I have also done massage for 21 years. I always volunteer at hospice and the women's shelters in any town that I go to. I feel like that's a service that if you have something that you can give back, I feel like you should.
Aww.
And so I always have. But I'm downsizing my massage and focusing on real estate. My body's saying I need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Massage is very physical. So
that sounds really great. So you mentioned you were accepted with the leadership program. We recently had them on the show, and that's a commitment.
Yes,
so I congratulate you on, first of all, being accepted and making that commitment. Perhaps we're talking to a future new next leader or something.
I
of
hope
that.
So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, the visit, we have the state designated visitor center at the chamber. And we've been busy with people coming through our front door. Why don't you give us a little update on, give us a snapshot of what's going on in the real estate market right now in Prescott?
It seems that over the past 3 or 4 months, the sales have dropped a little bit.
Okay.
But I feel, and my other coworkers feel, it's probably because there's not a lot of inventory. So hence, that has broadened the new home sales.
Okay.
And people building new homes. So we're seeing a rise in that.
Mm-hmm.
We're also seeing that people are, the interest rates, mortgage rates might be sneaking up a little bit, you know. So they're buying lots or they're buying homes that they're not really moving into yet. So they can keep, you know, they're buying it while the interest rates are still lower and in the hopes to, you know, move later.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
About 60-70% of our market are Californians.
Okay, yep.
And even though that's a beautiful state, there's a lot of things happening there, you know, with
sure.
the fires and whatnot and people wanting
mm-hmm.
to come.
Mm-hmm.
And they can sell high and
yeah.
then buy here.
Yes.
Yeah.
But there is not very much inventory, so there's a lot more new builds going on.
So for all our listeners out there that are considering to sell a home, this might be a good time for that.
Perfect seller's market. It's really a seller's market right now.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. So you hear that a lot, that the inventory is a little light.
You drive around and you see signs.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not fitting people's, what people are really wanting, mm-hmm. you know, the signs that are out there. So, yes. If you have a home to sell, call me up.
Yeah, there you go. So what, you know, you mentioned the interest rates are creeping up a little, but they're still pretty decent.
Low.
You know,
they are.
I mean, I remember when I bought my first home, I was at 11%.
Yes.
Has anybody ever paid 11% for a house? You know, those were the days.
It is still reasonably low.
Yeah, yes. I think it's still under 5. Under 5%.
Yes.
So that's still pretty reasonable. Great.
Yes, and there's still mortgage companies you can get 4.25, 4.5, you know, but they are just kind of starting to creep up, and people are worried that they're going to creep up, so that's why they're wanting to buy. And everybody, there is just low inventory.
Okay, that's good information.
So if your house is priced properly, you have a good real estate
really
agent
quickly.
Like yourself, it should go. Probably within a month, I would imagine.
Oh, yes. The days of, like, maybe multiple offers and selling in hours or 2 or 3 days, just 6 months ago, that was happening.
Wow.
Now it's going, you know, it's a little longer.
Yeah.
But if it's priced right, it still should sell within 30 to 45 days, yes.
I've been really struggling with what the seasons are, you know, like when high season is. Is it different than what you're used to seeing in Colorado even, or... Is it busy all year long here in Prescott?
It's pretty busy all year long here. But there are people that will take their homes off the market during the winter months and maybe put them back on in the spring.
Uh-huh.
You know, people from the Valley, obviously, right now is a good time for them to buy here because it's going to warm up down there.
You bet.
So people from the Valley are coming up now to buy. People from the cold country, you know, they also buy in the summer.
Interesting. Very good. What do you find to be the most rewarding aspect of your job?
The people's faces when they really have found their dream home and they get that and they get their home, it gets accepted.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care. I'll work with anybody. It doesn't matter the price range to me. I've worked with people in a $65,000 range HUD homes and they get their home and they're elated.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, finding the right home higher end.
Mm-hmm.
And just the happiness.
Yeah, the first time buyers is probably a blast.
Yes.
I remember my first time. It was just so exciting.
And
I look back and it's like, man, I worked my butt off on painting the house myself and doing everything. But I loved it.
That's fun. That must be a pretty cool experience to be helping someone out in their most, you know, it's their most major investment.
It is.
You know, and it's their home. So that's pretty cool.
Yes.
If our listeners wanted to get a hold of you, how would they get in touch with you?
Well, my cell phone is 928-499-2965. They can call the main Bloomtree number that I don't have memorized. Or they can email me at tmj4homes@gmail.com. I have a website, too, that is PrescottArizona4homes.com.
Wonderful.
And tell our listeners where exactly Bloomtree Realty is.
Bloomtree is on the corner of Gurley and Cortez.
It's historic building.
102. Yes, it is. It used to be a bank.
Yes, the old National Bank building.
Yes,
yeah.
And so the coffee shop is the vault.
Oh, there you go.
Free coffee.
That's cool.
Free coffee and waters, and we have a nice welcome center across the square from the chamber.
Yeah, we have two of them downtown.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And welcome to the Prescott area. And I love your story on how you got here. That's cool. I'll have to tell JC that when we interview him.
He might not remember me, but he has met me. He's a wonderful man. Uh-huh. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Thursday and Saturday. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit CliffCastleCasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. You gotta admit, Ted, we get pretty popular in the summer.
I know, Adam. We get service calls from all over the Prescott area.
And we also get quite a few from Cottonwood, Clarkdale, and Sedona.
How do you know that?
A little Verdi told me.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Keep your cool with a quick call to Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, serving all of Yavapai County. G-O-E-T-T-L. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's High Desert Mechanical Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And, Robert, we have our next guest here.
Thank you, Sherry. We sure do. We have a special guest today from Prescott Farmers Market. We have Kelly Villa. Is it Villa or Villa?
It's Villa.
Villa.
Like Pancho Villa.
Pancho Villa. Like Villa, not Pancho Villa. I'm sorry, everybody. Kelly Villa, she's the interim executive director from Prescott Farmers Market. Welcome to the show.
Thanks,
Glad
Robert.
To have you here.
Thank you.
We're so glad to have you. Tell us a little bit about yourself first.
Sure.
We'd like to learn a little bit about you.
Sure.
And then we'll talk Farmers Market.
Sure. Well, I've been in Prescott for a little over 4 years now. I moved here to be an AmeriCorps Vista service member at the County Health Department, and I was working on healthy food programs there and got connected with the market, and here I am.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so how is the market?
It's awesome.
It's wonderful.
We have been around for 21 years, so we started behind the chamber in the parking lot there in 1997.
Wait, I didn't
like
know this.
Three tents, and it was like, I'll find some photos and show you.
Oh, I have to see that.
It's really great. So it's grown a lot since then, obviously. Now we have about 60 tents, and our home for the summer this year is Yavapai College, and that's where most people know us from. We're open every Saturday there in the summer, and then we've had a winter market now for 4 years, which means we've been year-round for 4 years, but we've been around for 21 years.
And the winter market does very well. Some people think, well, it's winter, there's not much veggies to be had, but it's always busy.
It is, and farmers in this area can really grow a lot of things in the winter, like greens and root vegetables that actually taste better in the winter, which is interesting.
Yeah.
But we can definitely look forward to chilies and eggplant and tomatoes and all that good stuff coming up this summer.
Well, Kelly, I have to say, I think having a farmer's market in any community is just a way to really enhance our residents' experience and all of our experiences. And as you know, I'm very passionate about healthy food and really encouraging everyone to you know, think this way and shop locally and be a part of this. So tell us when we go to the farmer's market on Saturday, because you have it this Saturday, what's out there right now? What's the specialty? What's going on for this coming weekend? I know it's a trick question.
That is a good question. So we always have a variety of foods. So fruits in season right now include citrus.
Okay.
And pretty soon we'll have stone fruit, so like peaches and apricots, which is very exciting. And then you can always find meats, so grass-fed beef, chicken, pork, a variety of eggs. If you haven't had quail eggs or duck eggs, you can try them at the market, which is exciting.
Wow. I don't think I've ever had quail eggs.
Yeah, they're tiny and they're so delicious.
Are they?
Yes, they are so delicious. And we have baked goods and other folks who are bringing prepared foods that you can have breakfast at the market, which is really fun, and other crafts and things like that. So We have about over 40 vendors right now, and so if you come to the market, definitely plan to spend some time browsing, and you'll definitely find something special.
You folks have grown a lot in the years that I've been here. I almost remember you being behind the chamber.
Yeah.
I think I moved here in 92, though. Oh. I think maybe you came back for maybe a... in between before mm-hmm. you went to the Arpi College, you know, you were on Cortez Street.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I loved it
yep.
downtown.
Yep.
It was like a staple for downtown.
Yeah.
I kind of wish we could find one spot in the downtown area that you guys could just set up all the time. It would be super.
Well, that is something that we're actually looking into right now.
Good.
So we have something going right now, which is called our Local Food Center Feasibility Study. So mm-hmm. Our organization got a grant from the USDA to figure out if we were to have a permanent location for the market, like you're talking about, where would it be? What would it have? What do customers want? What do farmers want? So we're kind of midway through that study right now. And so it's really exciting to be learning about what people would want. If they would they want to walk from downtown?
Mm-hmm.
Would they want to have local produce available all week long? Like,
well,
these are all questions
like the
we
trend
have.
Is going. People want to live downtown now. They'll live in apartments or condos. And it seems like the downtown vibe is changing, you know, with the markets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like our downtown doesn't really have a market, you know, a small mm-hmm. little market. So that would kind of fit the niche.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh, that's
be nice.
Interesting.
Another
yeah.
cool goal, I think, is having our restaurants buy locally mm-hmm. from mm-hmm. the farmers as well. And I know we've talked about that.
Yeah.
That's fun stuff, too.
That would be amazing. There are some restaurants in town that buy pretty regularly locally. And they're
local. It's got to be one of them. It's called the local. No, really? Yeah,
well,
I guess wrong.
I know that they do source from Arizona
yeah.
farmers,
yeah.
so we love them. But yeah, there's restaurants that buy at the market. I see them wheeling in their carts to
great.
Buy from farmers directly, which is
That's
very
wonderful.
Exciting.
Mm-hmm. That yeah. is cool. So what else do you want to tell us about the market?
Well, first of all, I really appreciate what you said earlier about how the market is a community space, and we want to make sure that everyone is welcome there and everyone feels comfortable there. And one program that we run is called Double Up Food Bucks, and it's a way that we can make help make affordable local food possible for all families. And so what that is we can double SNAP or EBT benefits at the market. That's a program that used to be known as food stamps, and we double their benefits at the market. So if they choose to spend $20 out of their account, we give them $20 extra to spend on fruits and vegetables at the market.
Wow.
Which is amazing.
That is amazing.
It really helps it make it possible for all families in our community to shop at the market. And we're super proud of that program. It's been running for about 2 years, and we want everyone to know that everyone's welcome at the market.
Well, congratulations on that. That's mm-hmm. a super resource for the community.
Yeah.
Good
well,
deal.
You better tell everyone how to get more information about the market.
Sure.
And about the contact for all these new programs that you have.
Sure. Yeah, so our website is PrescottFarmersMarket.org. We're actually a nonprofit, which I like to mention that some folks don't know about us. So that's why our website is ORG. And you can always call us if you have questions. So it's 713-1227. And then we also have Instagram and Facebook, which is where we post all our beautiful photos of vegetables and beautiful foods at the market. And then we also have a really cool program called Farm Van, which is a text message reminder system, which if you forget to come to the market, which it can be hard to make it on Saturday mornings.
Sometimes
we know,
it's tough. Mm-hmm.
We know it's really hard. There's a lot going on
either
downtown or in the community or with your kids. So we want to make sure that people get reminded. So you can sign up for that. And we text you about programs that are at the market and what's good and what you can find there, which is great.
I have a question. So, you know, we can go there and buy great fresh products, but do you ever have events sometimes within the market? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Definitely.
We were joking earlier because there is an official Prescott Farmers Market song.
Yes. Yeah, so,
but we're not going to sing it. We're going to save the listeners on that one. But we'll hold off on that. But you were mentioning there's entertainment. Let's talk about that because I think that's part of the community aspect.
Totally. We have a guest musician program. So one of our musicians named Meg Borman, many community members probably know her. She wrote a market song. So if you see her around, you should ask her to sing it. And we'll try to get a recording and put it up on our website. That would be wonderful. And then we have this summer I'm really excited. We have several chefs from our community coming to demonstrate how to use local produce at the market at a booth inside the market. And so you'll be able to taste test and take recipes home for things that you could find at farmers' booths. And then we have an education booth. And one thing I'm really proud of is we have a free community seed exchange. So if folks are interested in growing their own food, which we think is very important, they can come and talk about how to grow things in northern Arizona, because especially if you're new to the community, you're like, what do I do? When do I plant?
Yeah.
It's hard. Yeah.
I'm a master gardener, and I planted a garden, and I'm already having a few little issues, and I think I'm going to take advantage of that.
That's really great. And we love the master gardeners. Sometimes they're at the market, the Yavapai County Master Gardeners, and so sometimes they have a booth, and we try to direct people to them for their gardening questions or their pest questions, and we have lots of community partners like that. So, and one thing I'm really excited about for this summer is our downtown August 19th farm-to-table dinner.
Yes.
So we have actually completely sold out of tickets for that.
Again?
Yes. It was about three weeks.
Yeah.
So we released the tickets May 4th, and today is May 23rd, and they are all gone.
Wow.
So we are feeling the love from our community.
Yeah, that should tell you something.
Yeah, you might have to expand that.
I know. I know.
Yeah.
Go out on the street.
Or maybe have a couple of them.
Yeah, there you go.
That would be really fun. So we, speaking of the street, we are actually filing the paperwork to temporarily close Whiskey Row so that we can have a pop-up downtown farmers market. So go back to our roots of being downtown, like you mentioned.
Nice. Yeah. I would like that.
So that's on Sunday, August 19th. And the tentative time is between 10 and 2. But we're still finalizing all the details for that. But we'll be popping up downtown, which is really exciting, that same day of the dinner. And it's going to be a wonderful, beautiful evening.
Well, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That'll be fun to have the street closed and just have a full farmer's market right downtown.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
So, Kelly, tell us what's the most rewarding aspect of your job and what you do. I mean, you've been doing this for a few years, and you're interim right now. And what do you enjoy most?
Well, I think that this was a great question. It made me kind of think. I'm super grateful to work for the market, and I really love working very closely with all the farmers and ranchers of our community. They're really A lot of people don't believe you can grow anything in northern Arizona, and they're like proving us wrong every time they show up to the market and set up their tents, rain or shine. It's amazing. And they're picking things literally the day of the market, the day before the market, washing them and bundling them. And they're so wise with like how to prepare things and really just wonderful giving people. So I love working with them, and I love supporting them and connecting them with professional development and making sure that their businesses are strong, because we know the market is stronger when the farmers are strong. So,
well, that's a great story.
Mm-hmm.
I know for me personally, whenever I travel outside, you know, like sometimes I do travel, I always look for the local farmers market.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's always interesting to see what's going on somewhere else. So I would suspect, Robert, with all the visitors that are coming into town, that they'll take advantage of this as well.
I would think it'd be a super pull.
Yeah.
It always has been.
Yeah.
You know, downtown.
Love the idea of having a chef there, talking recipe and preparing some of the food. I've often looked at some vegetables and say, well, what do you do with that? Totally. So that's a great resource.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Well, I totally can't wait to hear about the song, so I'll be looking for that on your website.
I'm going to send it to you.
That just
awesome.
Sounds great. Well, why don't you again just give us the website and phone number?
Yeah.
You've got just a few more minutes.
So our website is PrescottFarmersMarket.org. The phone number you can call us at is 713-1227. And we're open every Saturday, 7:30 to noon, rain or shine. And that's at Yavapai College. And that location will be there all the way through October. So even if you can't make it this weekend, definitely come visit us and connect with us on social media to see what's coming up.
Wonderful. Well,
Thank
you for being here today.
I
encourage everyone to visit the Prescott Farmers Market, and remember to shop locally and buy fresh.
Yay.
There you
Thank
go.
Thank you.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Guess what? It's planting time, and Prescott Dirt is the best place to get your planter's mix. Hi, this is Sam from Prescott Dirt. Nothing's more fun than getting down in the dirt and planting your flowers or veggies in deep, dark, rich topsoil. Prescott Dirt's topsoil is dug locally from Willow Lake, and our planter's mix is both topsoil and mulch. What a great combination. Have fun playing in the dirt and making things grow. You can visit either of our locations, Prescott or Prescott Valley, or on the web at PrescottDirt.com.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Wednesday. I'm Blink Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. The Sedona Police Department and the Arizona Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force investigation has resulted in a grand jury indictment on child sex charges. Attorney General Mark Brnovich has announced the indictment against 40-year-old Matthew Dunlap and 37-year-old Marissa Clare on charges related to sexual abuse of a 7-year-old girl. Dunlap has been indicted on 33 counts, including sexual exploitation of and sexual contact with a minor and furnishing harmful or obscene materials to a minor. Clare has been indicted on 4 counts, including molestation of a child and sexual conduct and sexual exploitation of a minor. The alleged abuse began 2 years ago in Coconino and Yavapai counties. Dunlap is accused of taking videos of the sex acts on his phone and tablet. Claire allegedly participated in at least 2 instances of abuse on video. If you get a call saying you have a warrant for your arrest, make sure it's from the actual law enforcement agency and not a scam.
On Monday, a 34-year-old woman told Yavapai County Sheriff's deputies she had received a call from someone identifying themselves as Officer Hart. The caller indicated a warrant had been issued for failure to appear for jury duty, and the officer didn't know the victim's home address. Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight Dillon says these calls can be very convincing.
The victim's caller ID displayed an accurate number for the Sheriff's Office, 928-771-3260. When the victim asked for something in writing, the caller hung up.
Devlin says scammers can change caller ID to any number to make the call seem legitimate.
This is commonly known as spoofing. As shared so many times in the past, law enforcement agencies will never call you and demand payment for a warrant over the phone.
This is one of many scams in Yavapai County that has resulted in monetary losses to residents, particularly seniors and vulnerable adults. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Clear tonight, sunny and breezy this week. Expect an overnight low 49 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 81 tomorrow and a high of 82 on Friday. 53 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Thursday of 92 and a high on Friday of 93. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
Hi, Ken, with the plants of the week and our native quaking aspen.
Few experiences capture the magic of nature so well as a quaking aspen dancing in the slightest of breeze.
You'll love their unique bark as it shines white, brand new leaves celebrating spring's arrival.
Plant a row along your driveway or simply as a focal point in the yard.
Hand-picked specimens start at under $100, but we have huge showy models as well.
Waters Garden Center, for people who love their quaking aspen, they love to shop.
Dreaming of your very own hot tub but not sure how to find a spa that's a perfect fit for you and your family? Hi, this is Dan from Bullfrog Spas. This week we have a huge selection of customizable hot tubs on display at the Prescott Gateway Mall. Stop by and discover what makes Bullfrog Spas the most low-maintenance, energy-efficient hot tubs in the world. Not only will you be amazed by our revolutionary hot tub designs, you'll be thrilled to learn how affordable owning a Bullfrog Spa can be. Remaining 2017 models must go and are priced to move. You'll save thousands off of factory direct prices, and payments start at just $99 OAC. If listening to your favorite tunes while soaking in your spa sounds good to you, our 2018 models feature an all-new Bluetooth audio system, and during this sale, the $1,800 spa stereo is free. Your chance to save thousands on the hot tub of your dreams absolutely ends Sunday. So look for the big yellow Bullfrog Spas tents in the Prescott Gateway Mall parking lot. Bullfrog Spas, peaceful body, peaceful mind, peaceful home.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, we have our next guest. Can you
Thank
please
you,
introduce
Sherry. Him? Be glad to introduce from Toastmasters International Club, Sandy Schaefer. And Sandy Schaefer, I know, has been a longtime Prescott resident.
Yes, I have.
Wear a lot of different hats, but today you're representing Toastmaster International. So thank you and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Yeah. We're here to talk about starting a Prescott Chamber-sponsored Toastmasters Club.
Wow.
There are currently three clubs in the area, but we felt that a Chamber-sponsored club would benefit our business community, especially business people who want and need to be better communicators.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Toastmasters is all about.
So, Robert, I'm going to just kind of tee you up here. We're going to be, the way that we talk is going to be observed right now. So, and I just said once already. So, can you tell the story about Toastmasters? Because I found that interesting when we were sitting down and getting ready to create this opportunity.
Sure. Toastmasters is over 100 years old. It was started by Ralph Smedley in California when he realized that people needed some avenue to learn how to be better communicators. We all use filler words when our thoughts are on pause. If you listen to any newscast and you're a Toastmaster, you'll become very annoyed because those filler words are everywhere. Not that we don't use them, but we become aware and try not to use them. And I believe that the better you are at communications, the more professional you sound. Not only does Toastmasters teach us not to say those empty utterances, as we call them, and the way we do that is there's a segment in a Toastmasters club called Table Topics. What they do is they give you a question, and you have 90 seconds to answer a question impromptu. If you say something that is an and that's a pregnant pause or something like that, a bell is rung. So your brain registers that bell every time you say those words. You get that bell rung, and it's just like a scientific research project. You quit saying it. Then there's also the aspect of listening. Toastmasters really helps you become a better listener, and people think it's all about just giving speeches or communications, but a huge part of communicating is listening. And the way that happens is when someone gives a speech, you might be assigned as their evaluator, and you have to stand up and give an oral evaluation of that speech. So you learn to listen for how the speech is structured, what they could have done better, what they did really well. There are just so many aspects to Toastmasters that helps people be better at their profession that I just can't encourage people enough to consider being in a Toastmasters group.
And it's not just for business folks either. It's for everybody.
Everyone.
Yep, everyone needs to slow down a little bit. I know I do. It's like, okay, Robert, my little bell, I think, goes off in my head. It's like, you're talking too fast.
And that's a big part of it, too, is how the rate of speech that we
right.
speak at can impact how well somebody gets your message.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just so many ways that Toastmasters benefits anyone, not only if you have a business or you're in a profession that you need to be able to be a better speaker,
mm-hmm.
but if you have a cause that you want to promote. I'm part of the healing field, the Prescott Valley Healing Field of Northern Arizona, and that's been an opportunity for me to go out and speak to the community. And if I didn't have Toastmasters, I couldn't do that as well. Everyone has a message that they want to project somewhere in their life, and this is a way that we learn to give that message in the best way possible. And we all know that communications is huge in our life, but how do you become better at it? And this is the way. This is the path mm-hmm. that anyone can become a better communicator.
Well, Sandy, I have to say, ever since I've met your team and we've discussed this and we wanted to bring this program on board for our members, and really anyone who's not a member
right.
as well, it's brought awareness to myself as well. And I catch myself, and I haven't participated yet, but I've caught myself with those moments. And so I appreciate that. And I do think it will benefit the business community. And there's many ways, you know, not only in the communication part, but the listening.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can have a special request, when people are leaving phone messages and they are giving you your phone number and they just go so fast that I have to listen to my voicemail like 3 or 4 times just to get
right.
the phone number.
Is that all? I do it more than 4 times. Sometimes I give up.
Right. Sometimes you have to put it on speaker or
yes.
try to determine what is it they even what their name is, because people speak too fast. And that is a huge part of Toastmasters. We had someone well known in the community who speaks very fast, and she learned to slow down mm-hmm. and get her message out. And it's really can be a huge change in your life
mm-hmm.
when you become aware of how you communicate and become better at it.
And I meet a lot of folks that are so scared to speak in public. You know, they don't want to do that. And it's like, it's okay. And it, you know, and so this is a way that we'll be able to help everyone.
True. And it's very interesting, but death is people are more afraid of public speaking than death. I think that's a fascinating
statistic.
That
is fascinating. Well, we have a few more minutes, so if you want to tell us a little bit about when the class starts, or the program, I should say.
The club will be starting in the second week in June. We don't have the date exactly pinned down yet, but the time will be from 7 to 8 in the morning, trying to make it convenient for people that need to get on to work. And it is a weekly meeting, so we will be starting that second week in June, and people can contact me if they're interested, and we'll be reaching out to especially all the chamber members to let them know that the meetings are starting. It will be a brand new club, so people can be a charter member, and that's something that's rather special. I'm a charter member of the High Noon Toastmasters Club, and there's a lot of camaraderie that forms in Toastmasters because you really do share a lot of your fears with one another, and it's a safe environment to learn to speak and to learn to have better leadership skills. There are two paths actually to Toastmasters: leadership and communication. So there's a lot of opportunity for personal growth in a Toastmasters club.
Well, we're super thrilled to be partnering with you. thank you for bringing us to the Prescott Chamber and to our business community and to everyone.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you being on the show today.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And the coolest guys in town.
I don't know, Ted. I looked at your high school yearbook picture. There's nothing cool about that.
Yeah, but when people need a new air conditioner, they should come see us, the coolest guys in town.
Just don't look us up in the yearbook.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
It doesn't have to be a long, hot summer when you get air conditioning done right by Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's and stay cool all summer long.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Thursday and Saturday. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit cliffcastlecasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, we have our final guest this afternoon.
Thank you, Sherry. We have another special guest, and it is our final guest, representing Party in the Pines, Danielle Rickert. And Danielle is also a board member for the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. Thank you for coming to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, well, I'm the owner of Sir Speedy, a print shop, and we do shredding, and I'm in a Prescott over by Basis. So I help everybody with their printing and their signage and marketing and shredding.
Wonderful. And I just want to thank you for serving on the board of directors. You've been a great asset to the chamber and given us a lot of great input and things like that. And I know it's a volunteer position and we appreciate it. And you also represent the young professionals.
I do. Yeah, I try.
She's very busy.
Yes. Well, every month we ask her to give us a report about this one thing that's coming up called Party in the Pines.
That's right. It's June 2nd. Not that far off.
No.
We're a week and a half away.
Wow.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, get your tickets now. Yeah.
Exactly.
Go online.
Like, this is the time to do it.
PartyInThePinesPrescott.com.
There you go. So tell us what Party in the Pines is, what it means to the young professional group, the Prescott area young professionals. They've put this on. Let's hear a little bit about
this. It's Prescott's biggest beer fest, and we do it so that we can raise money for charity. So the proceeds go to PUSD Education Foundation. So we like to help out as much as we can, and this is a great way to do it. Everybody gets to have a good time. We're bringing vendors in. There's a lot of actual local vendors that will be there. So, you know, shout out to Granite Mountain, Prescott Brewing. The Meadery will be there, so that's exciting. We really like to create a festival. It starts the summer off right and gets a lot of people involved. There's volunteer opportunities so that all ages can volunteer. It's not just for young professionals. You know, we are behind making it happen, but everyone's welcome to participate, help out, and enjoy.
So it's coming up Saturday, June 2nd. And what are the times?
5 to 10 p.m.
Okay.
Okay, but that's just general admission.
Okay.
So that, you get to do all the tastings, which there's 53 vendors, so
whoa,
over 150 probably.
Robert's got a big smile.
I go every year.
I know, your mouth's watering.
Robert might like beer, we're not sure.
Yeah. I like to try all the different ones. What can I say?
Well, this is the place to be for that,
there
for sure.
There you go.
Okay,
you go.
Yeah, over 150 different types of tastings. I mean, that includes kombucha, cider, mead, wine, and beers.
There's lots of food too.
There's food trucks. There's going to be 10 different food trucks, so all sorts of different kinds of things coming in with the food. We got pizza, donuts, samosas, nachos, barbecue. Anything you want is going to be there. There's going to be music, live music.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
So the Girly Girls.
Okay.
Scandalous Hands.
They are so popular. Yeah.
The Scandalous Hands, and Blaine Long and Rosas Del Rey.
Wonderful. That's great.
So that's general admission.
Okay.
Okay, that's just general admission. What about VIP?
What's going on with the VIP?
VIP is huge. You do not want to miss VIP. I mean, if it was me and I wasn't working, I would definitely be getting a VIP ticket.
So what do you get for VIP?
You get an early entry. So
okay,
you come in at 4 and you get to start tasting right then.
Oh, wow. There you go, Robert.
No lies.
Yeah. And this is going to, there's a special tented area for VIP. You can sit in the shade. You can enjoy the bar. There's special tastings in there just for them. There's also special tastings of food just for them from goods from the garden. They'll be giving you different little creations that they make. And then you're going to have a special music guest for that first hour. Sean McDermott and Nick Kenuel. They're excellent. It's going to be acoustic. It's a good time. There's also going to be some games in there, which we didn't have before. So
okay,
cornhole,
oh, wow,
some Jenga, giant Jenga.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so good times.
So I really like the fact that the monies that are part of this program goes to the schools. How did you determine that type of charity? What for the group, the young professionals?
Well, they've actually been involved with it for a number of years, so they help us out. We work together on this event, and they're a huge help in creating it and making it happen.
Yeah.
So
also, one of our VIP, the actual VIP sponsor is Lamb Chevrolet.
Yes.
Ed Walsh is actually mm-hmm. on PUSD Education Foundation, so it's really close to his heart as well.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So you mentioned there's 53 sample or vendors there this year?
Correct.
And you're going to have the beers and the wines and some wines
yeah,
will be there too?
Yeah, we're going to have a little bit of everything. Mostly beer, but by far mostly beer, but we want to share the wealth. And actually, what's kind of cool too is Pepsi is going to be there doing some non-alcoholic stuff. So they're going to have some flavored sparkling water, some ginger beer, some root beer. So even if you can't partake in the alcohol, you're still going to have a good time and there's something for you.
Wonderful. So if folks want to participate in Party in the Pines, where should they go and
Party in the Pines, Prescott.com. Volunteer, buy some tickets, tell everyone you know. Also, I'd just like to do a shout out. There is going to be a special event this Sunday at the Barley Hound from 2 to 4:30. We're going to be doing some pre-sale tickets. You're going to get a discounted rate on VIP if you show up there. And there's only 100 available.
Okay. And that's what time this weekend?
2 to 4:30 on Sunday.
On Sunday, okay.
May 27th.
Okay, nice. Great. Nice. Super. Yeah. Anything going on with the young professionals right now, too? I mean, this is the major event, and you're very focused on that, but what other activities do you have for our young professionals out there to get involved?
Oh, we're always looking for people to get involved and help out. So you can definitely look at our website, Prescott Area Young Professionals, mm-hmm. and volunteer for any of the events that we have coming up. We have social mixers once a month. We have educational events. We have volunteer events that we participate in. So definitely look us up, follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and get involved. We love to meet new people and network with them and get you involved in the community as much as possible.
Well, thank you, and thank you for being on the show today. We really appreciate it. Robert, I'm going to throw it to you real quick before we have our time up. I wanted to just highlight this is Memorial Weekend. There's a
big
few
weekend.
Things. What can we kind of promote a few things that are going to be going
sure.
on?
Oh, sure. We have the Chamber sponsoring the Off Street Festival downtown this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And across the street at the Courthouse Plaza, there's another show. It's a Phippen annual Western Art Show, which is always a great show every year. They do a quick draw during the weekend for folks to enjoy. So there's lots of stuff going on. So come on downtown.
Yeah.
Get on our website, prescott.org. You can always find Party in the Pines on our website. That's a big event for us, too. So you can check it out there if you don't get to the Party in the Pines website. So
thank you very much.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I think we're running out of time. So thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.